the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It's family vacation season, but what if you're vacationing with a friend or significant other? Who pays for what? And what if not everyone makes the same salary? We'll explore those questions in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. The average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage inched up this week to 3.75%. That was up 2 basis points. And halfway through 2019, the 30-year mortgage has only risen 8 times. Also, this summer, borrowers taking up mortgages backed by the Veterans Administration will be paying higher fees. That's the result of legislation signed by President Trump in May that extends $3.4 billion in medical benefits to veterans who served in the Navy off the coast of Vietnam and say they were exposed to Agent Orange. The higher mortgage fees will help pay for those benefits. And a new Trump administration rule takes effect Friday that prohibits states from automatically collecting dues from home care workers' paychecks. About 8 states currently allow the unionization of people who provide in-home care to the disabled and elderly and whose pay is subsidized by the government. The Service Employees International Union and American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees represent the vast majority of unionized home care workers. The administration announced its plan in May to undo a 2014 rule that permitted the collection of dues through automatic payroll deductions from workers paid through Medicaid. Conservative groups have long argued that home care workers are often coerced into joining unions.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Let's talk about vacations. This isn't, though, about where to find the most exciting getaway package or setting up tour groups. It's about who pays, specifically younger couples planning a trip with a friend or significant other. It can get more thorny than you think. Wall Street Journal reporter Kevin McAllister writes the Young Money column, and he's written about the delicate process of sorting out who pays for what. So, Kevin, for those who are married or have combined their finances, this might not be an issue, but for younger couples, you're probably not drawing from one source to pay for things.
Yeah, that's correct. And you might not even have saved together. You may have saved independently, which adds a whole new level of complexity to the actual equation.
And in your case, the who pays for what question started based on how you and your girlfriend were planning to get to your vacation spot.
You know, one of the things that we came across was a situational inequality that wasn't just brought about by, you know, the number of zeros on our paycheck, but was brought about by the implied benefits that the specific location to which we were going had. So this was brought about by me actually getting the opportunity to stay for a couple days at her parents' house in a location that she would already be. So
she didn't have to fly anywhere to get to where you were going.
Exactly. And so it made the costs that we were going to incur on this vacation a little bit different. And mm-hmm. we were trying to figure out exactly how to split things up when there's a situation that works out like that, where, what one person has to pay just straight up might not be the same as what their partner has to pay.
It might seem as simple as just split all the costs down the middle, but when you're dealing with people who are more junior in their career, I guess that these kind of money issues tend to pop up.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that what it comes down to is trying to balance the two factors and try to make sure that both people that are involved and actually going are able to kind of find the midpoint and the balancing point between feeling indebted to one another or feeling like there's some big sacrifice. And especially when finances are separate, that's a tricky balance to strike sometimes because, both of those things have the opportunity to ruin an afternoon, let alone a week-long trip or a two-week-long trip or however else, however long you want to embark on your trip for.
So when you're thinking about your finances, one person could say, but honey, it's just like we're married. And the other person might say, but we're not married.
Yeah, and that's the tricky part of it is that on all of this, it's not a strict transaction. There's the romantic element, and you don't want to lose that in the process of planning because that defeats the purpose of the trip altogether, maybe.
And you spoke to some couples for your story, and income disparities between two people got in the way fairly often.
Yeah, they did. Income disparities, people had different ways of actually dealing with that. One of the popular ones was a split that wasn't necessarily based on the strict math of who makes what, but that was just a feeling of contribution, whether it was one person paid for one specific thing or surprised the other person with one specific activity that they planned on their own for their partner. And the other one that was popular was a more mathematical
approach. Well, this was very improvised. I read in your column, I was reading along and I went, this is actually not a bad way to do it. And they based it on a percentage of what their incomes are.
Basically, they looked at what kind of a hit their respective bank accounts would actually take if they were to take this trip and said, you know, this would actually be, you know, 60% of my paycheck. But for you, if we split the cost 50-50, this would end up being 80% of a given month's paychecks or 2 months' paychecks or however much it was. And so they decided to scale the payments down so that it had a relatively equal hit to each of their bank accounts to make sure that neither of them, again, felt on either side of that spectrum, the indebtedness or the martyrdom.
Wow. So it's turning into two accountants planning a vacation. Another couple you spoke with in your story ran into vacation financial questions. They had the issue of who wanted the vacation more. Seems like that should have been resolved earlier in the planning process.
Yeah, you would think. Their situational inequality, if you will, was based on the interest levels that they were going into the vacation for. So for this couple specifically, they were going to Vegas, and it was something that he had really wanted to do. It was something that she described to me as something that was happening. She didn't seem too excited about it.
I love the way you wrote this, and he's all excited. This is the greatest trip ever, and she's just... Yeah, it's happening.
So what they really decided on, and after a lot of back and forth, they realized that this was on his wish list and not necessarily hers. So she wanted to spend the time with him. He wanted that time to be spent in Las Vegas. And so he ended up covering a larger share of the actual trip so that he was responsible for getting her out there as well as himself.
And he could win at craps or the slots and maybe equalize the you would think.
Yeah, maybe the whole trip would end up being free.
That's another podcast. But, you know, I guess the core point here is to really just keep the channels of communication open, and that applies to all facets of a relationship, vacations or not.
Yeah, and that's something, too, that doesn't just relate to young people. It's just as we're experiencing this kind of stuff for the first time, and especially when the stakes are kind of high financially, at least for something like this, which for me and for a lot of the other couples I spoke to was the largest joint transaction that they had yet to date. It was a matter of just making sure that, like you said, those communication channels were clear and that they kept an open mind about making sure that they both felt that they had a fair share in the vacation itself.
All right, so some planning involved, money and otherwise, if you're going on vacation. And check out Kevin McAllister's column in the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Kevin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.